Check out www.bchydro.com for more information.
This is a CGSF News Break. This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Ontario Premier urges Ottawa to keep Chinese EV tariffs amid canola dispute with Beijing.Ontario Premier Doug Ford is urging Ottawa to maintain its 100% tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles, EVs, saying the automotive industry, already impacted by U.S. tariffs, needs protection from what he calls China's pervasive non-market practices.
安省省长敦促渥太华维持对中国电动车的关税。安大略省省长道格福特呼吁渥太华维持对中国制造电动车 100% 的关税，称汽车行业已受到美国关税的影响，需要保护以抵御中国普遍存在的非市场做法。
Ford sent a letter to Prime Minister Mark Carney on September 17th, saying the tariffs on Chinese EVs have been critical to protecting hundreds of thousands of jobs,linked to the industry by countering the regime-backed unfair advantages of Chinese producers.
福特于9月17日致信总理马克·卡尼，表示对中国电动车征收关税对于保护数十万个与该行业相关的就业岗位至关重要，以对抗中国制造商在政权支持下所获得的不公平优势。
Ford's comments come after Federal Agriculture Minister Heath MacDonald said last week that lifting the EV tariffs is certainly something that we're looking at, as prominent voices like Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe have suggested the measure as a way to ease trade tensions with Beijing.
在福特给总理写信之前，联邦农业部长西斯·麦克唐纳上周表示，取消电动车关税是政府正在考虑的事项，因为包括萨斯卡彻温省省长斯科特·莫伊在内的一些重要声音建议此举可作为缓解与北京贸易紧张关系的方式。
As you know, China's pervasive use of non-market policies and practices, including heavy subsidization and low environmental and labor standards,gives its industry unfair advantages over Canadian automotive manufacturers, Ford wrote.
福特在信中写道，正如你所知，中国普遍采用非市场政策和做法，包括大量补贴以及较低的环保和劳动标准，这使其产业相对于加拿大汽车制造商拥有不公平的优势。
Ford wrote.Maintaining Canada's 100% tariff on Chinese-made EVs is essential to leveling the playing field, giving Canada's EV sector and EV battery supply chains the ability to lead the North American EV sector and compete in the global EV market.
福特表示，维持加拿大对中国制造电动车的 100% 关税，对于实现公平竞争至关重要。这将使加拿大的电动车产业及电池供应链能够在北美电动车领域中处于领先地位，并在全球电动车市场中具有竞争力。
Canada last year imposed 100% tariffs on Chinese-made EVs and 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel products, citing unfair competition from Chinese producers, who Ottawa says benefit from China's intentional state-directed policy of overcapacity and oversupply. The move aligned Canada with the United States, which had imposed similar duties months earlier.
加拿大去年对中国制造的电动车征收了 100% 的关税，并对铝和钢铁产品征收了 25% 的关税，理由是中国生产商存在不公平竞争。渥太华称， 这些生产商受益于中国政府有意推动的产能过剩和供应过剩的政策。此举使加拿大与几个月前已采取类似措施的美国保持一致。
Ford also said in his September 17th letter that keeping the EV tariffs on China is critical to securing a trade deal with the United States, and that doing otherwise would contradict and undermine months of engagement with U.S. officials and lawmakers about the need to protect and enhance our highly integrated cross-border automotive supply chains.
福特在9月17日的信中还表示，维持对中国电动车的关税对于与美国达成贸易协议至关重要，否则将会背离并削弱我们数月来与美国官员和立法者就保护及加强高度一体化的跨境汽车供应链所做的努力。
Since President Trump's first term in office, the United States has criticized and taken measures against China's unfair trade practices, which it says include dumping, forced technology transfer, overcapacity, and industrial subsidies.
自唐纳德·特朗普总统首个任期以来，美国一直批评并针对中国的不公平贸易做法采取措施。美国方面称，这些做法包括倾销、强制技术转让、产能过剩以及工业补贴。
Ford noted that Mexico recently increased its tariffs on Chinese vehicles from 20% to 50% and said that if Canada lifts its tariffs, the move would risk isolating its automotive sector within North America.
福特指出，墨西哥近期已将对中国汽车的关税从 20% 提高至 50%。 如果加拿大取消关税，将可能导致加拿大的汽车产业在北美范围内被孤立。
Ford has previously warned about China using Mexico as a backdoor to access the Canadian and U.S. market.
福特此前警告说，中国可能借到墨西哥作为后门，以进入加拿大和美国市场。
Saskatchewan Premier Mo previously said he would like EV tariffs removed, noting that they are contributing factors to China's decision to target Canadian canola, one of his province's main exports. In the wake of China's latest tariffs, he said Canada cannot sacrifice the canola industry to defend its fledgling EV industry.
萨斯卡彻温省省长莫仪曾表示，他希望取消电动车关税，称这类关税是促使中国针对加拿大油菜籽采取报复的因素之一，而油菜籽正是该省的主要出口产品之一。在中国最新加征关税之后，莫仪说，加拿大不能为了捍卫其新兴的电动车产业而牺牲油菜籽产业。
However, he recently softened his stance, saying on September 16th that removing the EV tariffs is not as simple as that, but will require balancing trade relations with the United States and China.
不过，莫仪近期对这一问题的立场有所软化。他在9月16日表示，取消电动车关税并没有那么简单，需要在与美国和中国的贸易关系之间进行权衡与平衡。
China imposed 75.8% tariffs on Canadian canola on top of existing duties shortly after Canada levied additional tariffs on Chinese steel aimed at protecting the domestic industry from trade diversion. The regime said the latest tariffs resulted from an anti-dumping investigation it launched last year, a few days after Ottawa announced its EV tariffs.
在加拿大对中国钢铁加征关税，以保护本国产业免受贸易转移影响后不久，中国对加拿大油菜籽加征了 75.8% 的关税，这是在原有关税基础上的额外征收。中方称，这一最新关税是其去年启动的反倾销调查的结果，而该调查是在渥太华宣布电动车关税几天后发起的。
Ottawa has denied China's allegations that Canadian producers engage in canola dumping, saying that Canadian canola products meet the highest standards and our inspection systems are robust.
渥太华否认了中国关于加拿大生产商进行油菜籽倾销的指控，表示加拿大的油菜籽产品符合最高标准，加方的检验体系也十分完善。
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Hershey. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Lee Palmer, and the song is called Good Morning Joe.Which is from his album titled Horse and Harps, released in August 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Lee Palmer 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Good Morning Joe。
Sure been a while. Good morning, Joe. It's sure been a while. I can feel you here with me. You're still standing tall. Good morning, Joe. Do you think of me?You come and go these days.
下面要带给大家的是来自 Tia Bransda 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Right on Time。 那么这首歌曲呢，是选自他今年三月发行的专辑，名字叫做 Daydream。 Next song is by Tia Bransda and it's called Right on Time, which is from her album titled Daydream, released in 2018.
Go ahead, stand tall. You're stronger than it all.The best for last. They don't know where you're from. They don't know what you've overcome. Feel your heart and dance along. It's high time you sing your own song.
The song called I Won't Be Back, vocal by Wild Rivers, and it's from the album titled Wild Rivers 88. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Wild Rivers 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 I Won't Be Back.
I am westward on a rolling track. Put your cold steel on my back. I done my time, babe.
I played the fool, so I made my mind up on loving you. 'Cause you've had lovers, I'm just one you've had. Ain't no trouble, I won't be back, I won't be back. On a rolling track.
Chinese music, and next is a song by Zhao Xiaotan, and it's called Da Dou Li, which means Big Green Hat. 下面请大家欣赏来自赵小谭演唱的歌曲《大斗梨》。
一个小男孩头顶一个大斗笠，皱起落来摇又摆，笑起来他好可爱。我问他，小男孩，太阳已经要落山，为何你还依然头顶一个大斗笠？小男孩他眨眨眼，拍拍他的大斗笠，告诉我那里面藏着一个小秘密。乖宝宝，我悄悄送你一块糖。我掀开看一看，里面原来有两块糖。他对我笑一笑，糖又放进了大斗里。一个小男孩头顶一个大斗笠，走起路来摇又摆，笑起来他好可爱。我问他，小男孩，太阳已经要落山，为何你还依然头顶一个大斗笠？小男孩他眨眨眼，还 害怕他的大道理，告诉我那里面藏着一个小秘密。乖宝宝，我悄悄送你一块糖。我掀开看一看，里面原来有两块糖，他对我笑一笑，糖又放进我大兜里。
And here comes the last song. It's called 明月何时有 which means When will the moon be clear and bright? And it's vocaled by Teresa Tan. Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. And please tune in next week, next Saturday noon.听众朋友，贺西推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由邓丽君演唱的《明月几时有》。贺西祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。